ازيك يا دشمس؟ أبي مور ياكم من يسوع. بالكاد ازيك يا دشمس؟ دانيال شين بس يشوف فاول. Okay, we're continuing today in what's this packet 10, Matsi? Is that what you called it? The one that, yeah. Okay, so we were discussing whether matzah needs an asiya or not, right? Or is it, because the halacha is that if a goy is making the matzah, even if the Jew is Omer al Gabov and watching him and coaching him and all, it's not good. So one possibility is because we said that the post can hold the two possibilities. One possibility is because you need an asiyah lishma, and the goy is a daiti d'nafshi ka'ovid, right? So goy is daiti d'nafshi ka'ovid, so then it's not an asiyah lishma. The other possibility is that you don't need an asiyah lishma. You don't need an asiyah lishma. You don't need an asiyah. You need a shimur lishma. But the person can't be properly shomer mafshe biyad chaveru. But you don't need an asiyah lishma. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rav Yoshua Hoffman told me Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, he was the one who gave the hechsher on the Streitz matzahs. So he said he thought that you don't need an asiyah. So therefore you don't need an asiyah lishma. You just need a shimur lishma. And ein adam shomer v'ad chaveiro, but if you have a machine, so l'chara, it's all under control. And the shimur would be a proper shimur, etc. That's the, and then I think maybe we'll get to this on Sunday. If something is the other possibility, like Rav Aaron said yesterday, is that you need an asiyah lishma, but maybe the pressing of the button is the asiyah lishma. Which we have to understand, is that really so? That's called an asiyah lishma. When you press the button, the shame matzah's mitzvah. So if you take a look for a second on page, in this packet 10, on page 1, Sukkah Yeshana, Beishami Poslin, Beishil Machshirin. So if you have a sukkah, an old sukkah, so is that good? So what do you mean it's an old sukkah? But if it was made before the chag, 30 days before the chag, that's called a sukkah yeshana. But if you did it l'shem chag, say, for example, you're... you're very industrious. So after Shavuos, you say, I'm going to put up the sukkah now. After the Shavuos, you're going to put up the sukkah. It's good weather, put up the sukkah. The shame, mitzvah sukkah. So then that's not called sukkah yeshana, because it was done the shame chag.
We're talking about the schach, right? The schach.
The schach. Yeah. So so if you did it, if time you put up a sukkah, not l'shem mitzvah, you just put up a hut. Right? Because it's nice warm weather after Pesach, you're gonna put up a nice hut. And it has the hechsher sukkah, but you didn't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah sukkah. So the halacha is that's the machlokes. Beishami says it's possible. Beishil says it's kosher. Because there you would do get l'shem a hut to have a nice place to go outside in the summer, and you'll sit outside in this hut. But technically, the situation was that it had the kosher ingredients for a sukkah. It was proper schach. It was proper, wasn't made with that intent. So that's called the sukkah yishana. So Beishami says it's no good. And Beis Hillel says it's okay. Yeah. So the question is, what about matzah? What about matzah, Yeshana? What's the din of matzah, Yeshana? In other words, if you made matzah 30 days before, but not necessarily shame mitzvah, but you did it wasn't chametz. So take a look at the Sefer Eretz Tova. On page 5, Tuvia Yehuda Tuvyumi. Sefer Eretz Tov. It's not one of the common svarim that most people know. I saw it quoted in a certain Sefer Inyan, but you know, there are a lot of good svarim that people never heard of. So that's my goal, to let you introduce you to all these things that, you know, different levels of, you know, things that people heard of, didn't hear. So look on page 6. Darsh kvod mimedi logi lo chavaz daiti bedover hashmura shenafes yosef michodesh korum ha-pesach. That means you made matzah 30 days, more than 30 days before Pesach. So it's like a matzah yishana. Im yotzim ba yidei chovas mitzvah, yesh machmir b'zeh. So he says, tshuva. Mokar ha'alocha, who be Mishnah suk daf suk of daf tes suk yishana be shamay poisli be sil machshin ezus yishana kol shah so kum chag shloshim yom and also the shame chag a feel between us a shonik shaver. We shall be hova betoises halamokam the gamle be sil at sarich lachadish badov. Right, Yushalmi says, even though Beisil says, Chuk Yishan is kosher, look at the Yerushalmi here on page 1. Yerushalmi tani tzorich l'chadish badover. Havraya amrin tefach. So it means that one tefach you would now raise and put down l'shem mitzvah. One tefach in the sukkah. Now there's even Beis Hillel that says that it's good, it's only if you m'chadish badover. And Rav Yossi omer kol shehu. And Yerushalmi says, kosher al pnei kula. That was, if you have one kosher going through from one side of the sukkah to the other, that would be okay. So Yerushalmi says that you have to be mechadish badover. Right, so that's here in the Yerushalmi, in the Tosis on the Tes Sukkah, Tes of an Aleph, Dibra Master Sukkah. And if you look in the Yerushalmi, I don't know if it's here, on page 4, from Dalam and Reis, it says, Tzarech L'chadish Badov. Yerushalmi, Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. But the Bavli doesn't say Tzarech L'chadish Badover. So according to the Bavli, even if you're not Mechadish Badover, according to Beis Hillel, it's a Kosher Sukkah. As long as it's physically Kosher. Yishami Huva Betoises Al Mokam Dagam Beisil Tzarech Lahadim Shem Adolf Matzah Yishana Beplukta De Yishami Beisil. And if you look in Yishami, he speaks also about Matzah Yishon. Yeah, take a look at page 4. Ach Matzah came. Matzah Yishon Tiflo Veshamei Veisilo. So let's see. What's the story about the matzah? So if you look here, on page 8, so look on page 8 on the top, on top left, Ra'isi. To page 8, top left, the third line. Ra'isi b'zemuch v'chemda, v'chidid yagon ha-tzadik, ha-zvav shahir, l'hakshos, ha-may l'bei shamay, sh'tzvil in sukkah, b'in an asiyah l'shma. As the Rav Shecht always says, the shamay says you need asiyah l'shma. So if you made a sukkah 30 days before, and you didn't have kavana for the mitzvah, you just had kavana as a hot, it's not l'shma, as Rav Shecht pointed out, and it's not going to be good. But if you made it l'shem chag, even b'shami is moda. Filu b'tchilas shorak shera. For you know this verse of Rambam, pregimu migerish m'chsav get l'isha. Rambam writes, if a person writes a get to his wife, l'chishe echnaseno agershena. He said, I'm writing a get before I even marry her. I'm writing a get that this get should be chal after I marry her. So Rama says, pasul haget. Why? Why is it pasul? He write it for this lady. So it's for this lady. Mishum dehavale shalol lishma. Why is it lo lishma? Da'achshav eina bas gerishim. Because she's not a bas gerishim now. She's not married to him yet. So if you do something, you see from the Rambam that if you do something that is premature, if you write a get for your wife, you know, before you even married her, then that's for shalom l'shma. So he wants to say the same thing. So he says an unbelievable thing, that if you make the sukkah too early, so that's also shalom l'shma, because it's not the zman. But just like when you divorce your wife, you write a get before you even marry. But one can be mechalik, he said, but because before you're married, you have to be mekadesha. Here, you just have to wait till Sukkot comes. So maybe that's different. So he says, no, but, you know, there's a famous ritva that says, if Bezin is not mekadesh to Chodesh, there's no Yom Kippur. There's no Yontif. Whereas Elul just continues. That's the famous ritva in Chulin. with olive oil. So you need Kiddush Bezdin. So if you're going to make it before the Kiddush Bezdin for Tishrei, so that it's Mechusar Maisa. It's like making a get before you got married. So to making a sukkah before we know there's going to be... Today we have a calendar, so everything's set. But Bezman Kiddush Bezdin, so the simple pshat is that if you don't Mekadosh it after the day 31, it's Mekudosh Me'elof, right? But the Ritva Shita is what? That, no, if you're not Mekadosh the Chodesh, then it continues. Rav Aaron thinks it's crazy. I can see it on his face. He thinks it's crazy. So Rav Aaron, you have a Ritva on Chulin in the back there?
Where is it? What that?
I think it's Kuf Aleph. Try Kuf Aleph in Chulin.
Kuf Aleph?
In Kippur Shel Shamda. I think it's Kuf Aleph.
Kuf Aleph was a Dibur HaMashchil?
I don't know. I'm saying this from memory.
Haman the Tana the Isur Chalal Isur?
Yeah, but Yom Kippur Shashamda.
Is Isur Chalal Isur?
Yes, that's Sugya, yeah.
Yeah.
Where he speaks about Yom Kippur.
Bahatanya Shabbos Yom Kippurim Shogad Ba'asa Malacha.
Yeah.
Yim Tomar Umay Kusha Deshani Hasam the Isur Bas Achasu Uflukta He Biyavamos. Yeshu Tires, the Aphilan Maskana, the Hasam, the Aminan, Toyama, Isle, Isur, Bas Achas, the Aphilan Man, the Lesle, Kolel, Hocha Mode, the Bas Achas, the Hocha Kal, Mishum, the Yom Kippurim, Ika. Shabbos, Shikar, Shabbos, the Habe Shabbos, the Yom Kippurim, Krovim, the Yos Shem Achas. Is that it?
Give me a ritual. If you have a Moshe Rav Kook's, but he's going to get me one.
Okay, this is the old. I have the old.
You have the Moshe Rav Kook there.
What do you no, have? No, I have.
Oh, you have the old.
Yeah.
You're old school.
Yeah, that's what my son said. Old school.
Old school.
Yeah.
Now today, no one touches those rituals anymore.
Yeah. I know. My friend told me that when his father was Nifter, he had all these smurfs and nobody wanted to take them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a new door, a new farm. So let's see if you can find it. It's not. Because that's the finish of the Ritzvah.
Or maybe knows from it all, Rebbe.
Wow. What do you say, Monty?
Just online as far.
Yeah.
For the new door.
One second. Well, let's see. A ritual.
Well, the question of Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same Isur. You say the Isur Kolel.
Do they have the most side Rav Kook rituals on blind?
I don't
know. Well, I think what Bar Ilan has is from there, but they don't have it with the footnote.
From a side Rav Kook. Where is everyone from?
You can get in front of me. I want to show you that line. Yeah, you have it.
You have it?
Ritva. Oh, hey, where's this? Is the whole Amal Aleph?
It's all Amal Aleph, yeah.
Oh,
that's the
that's
gonna be a lot easier.
Okay, we still don't have.
It's Chaticha Naseis Novella.
One second.
Here we go.
Yeah, 1 second. Yom Kippur the Shamda. Now, Jeff, the Chatech and Asa the Veil, 1 second. You want to look up Yom Kippur the Shamda, which daf that's in the Gemara? Yom Kippur the Shamda. What that was that? That Kuf Aleph?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Yom Kippur in the Shas Hashmad. They didn't have a Moshe Rav Kook one?
Yeah, man.
Let's say again. Oh. Yeah, take a look. Yeah, I think I found it. Yeah, Reb Aaron.
Yeah.
You have a Ritva in front of you?
Yeah.
You have Daf Yudches on page numbers Yudches, the old Ritvas, Yudches.
Yudches, yeah, okay, that's where I am, yeah.
Okay, so go to the first column.
Yeah.
In the middle. The first word on the line is dummy.
Dummy.
A little lower than the middle.
Yeah.
Venerally.
Venerally?
Yeah. Talo kasha b'kirish chadoshim. The bezdin asa who v'lo asa yavor val yareg kem l'midas chasidus. If the shor d'hachi gozru he hach the bezdin shelo likatcho. The ein kan yom kippur. Okay. That's the line.
And nobody got excited about this but me?
Yeah. It's a big kiddush. So what he's saying is the Sefer Eretz Tova, that if you are Mekadosh the Chodesh, so then, according to the Ritva, then the new month doesn't come. There's no Yom Kippur, there's no Sukkahs, there's no... So if you build a sukkah beforehand, before the Mekadosh the Chodesh, it's like writing a get before you marry your wife. Because you're not, it's not anything even in the parsha yet.
So then you should be able not to be able to build it until after Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Because maybe there won't be Mekadosh Rosh Hashanah and then that's it.
Yeah. So that's what he writes here. He says, "Reisi, yeah, well, page 8. Reisi b'zeb kli chemda lidid agon zatzal shehir l'hakshos amal be'shamay shetzvile b'sukah b'ina asil l'shma b'chol ze imosol l'shem chag afilu b'tchila sashon k'sheira harei nodub svar sarambam because of get l'isha she'ech l'sena agershena posul ha'get Bikinish Bezdin, Hare Hava Maisa, Imkain, the Osa Sukha Mitchilas Hashona, Harehu Mechusa Maisa Kiddush, Vishuv Hava Shalola Shma.
I should only be able to make the Sukha from
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
But that mission doesn't say that. And the Yushami doesn't say that.
But what is the
preparing it? You're talking about Shloshim Yom.
Yeah, Shloshim Yom.
But that's less than 15 Yom.
Yeah.
I don't mean, but nobody would say if you built the sukkah for the last week in Elul, that's no good. I mean,
well, that's what the Kli Chemda is saying within Shitas Beis Shammai.
Yeah. According to the Ritva.
Within Shitas Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, it doesn't have to be Lishma, like Rosh Hashanah points out. But according to Beis Shammai, he's saying a Kiddush within. Again, this is only according to Beis Shammai. We don't Paschal like Beis Shammai.
Right.
We don't Paschal like Beis Hillel. But within Beis Shammai, he's saying that. And you hold like the Ritva. You have to have two things. You have to have Beis Shammai and the Ritva.
And the Ritva.
No, you do. It's a fascinating concept that it's the Zman is not here. And the Zman is not here even in potential because Mezdin might not do it.
And what does that mean? That was to happen. Does that mean that Yom Kippur comes out in Cheshvan because that's the next time they're Mekadesh the Chodesh?
No, maybe you could skip over Yom Kippur that year.
How do you know? The next month, whatever the next month is Tishrei, no matter what. So if Tishrei is...
Okay, we'll figure it out. Okay, Beseder. Okay, so... So Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue with this next week. Next week's not a long week in terms of cheer, but